Interesting times indeed, my friends, as the world is starting to spiral out of control. It seems like the last 6 years of our lives here in the U.S. have been nothing short of chaotic. Between the world closing down, between riots in the streets, between the chaos of the elections, between national debt going through the roof, and war after war after war waged by our country with no victory, only loss. And I'm going to cover some of that today. Things are really starting to get out of control in the Middle East, and I'm going to cover some of that today also. I'm also going to cover the main mass shooting and what I think is really happening and what we need to investigate a little further, because a lot of this stuff just doesn't make sense anymore. We're going to discuss firearms in America, and is guns really the problem, or are people really just out of their minds, suffering from mental illness and possibly some side effects that are turning them into suicidal killers, mass shooters? The war between Israel and Gaza may have just expanded today, with Yemen basically declaring war on Israel, and what type of repercussions this might have, not only for the region, but for the United States of America. Are we close to another terror attack on our soil? I think we've never been more in danger. And a lot's happened on our southern border, and we've been left exposed. And I want to talk about that today, too. Some are calling this the beginning of World War III. Some people think World War III already started the day 9/11 happened. And what we've seen is not World War III in the sense where everyone's fighting at once, but pockets of it. And now it just seems like maybe it's going to spread everywhere. Please check out all my other content. Make sure you hit subscribe. Share these videos if you enjoy them. Check out my exclusive content on Instagram also. And anywhere you can get podcasts. We're also on Spotify and YouTube if you're listening just to the audio version of this show. In any event, let's get into some of these important topics today and what's going on around the world. Gaza, reported by the Associated Press, receives the largest aid shipment so far as death tolls top 8,000 and Israel widens its military offensive. Nearly three dozen trucks entered Gaza on Sunday in the largest aid convoy since the war between Israel and Hamas began, but humanitarian workers said the assistance still fell desperately short of needs after thousands of people broke into warehouses to take flour and basic hygienic products. The Gaza Health Ministry said the death toll among Palestinians passed 8,000, mostly women and children, as Israeli tanks and infantry pursued what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called a second stage in the war, ignited by Hamas' brutal October 7th incursion. The tolls without precedent in decades of Israeli-Palestinian violence. Over 1,400 people have died on the Israeli side, many civilians killed during the initial attack. Also an unprecedented figure. And I'm sure you've seen all the images online, on social media, horrific images of women, children, civilians being pulled out of craters left in the ground by Israel's advanced military machine, financed and paid for by you, the American public. Israeli airstrike kills 50 in northern Gaza refugee camp. This is reported by Reuters. Palestinian health officials said at least 50 Palestinians were killed when Israeli airstrikes hit a densely populated refugee camp in north Gaza on Tuesday, as Israeli ground forces battled Hamas gunmen based in a sprawling tunnel network. There's no doubt that the toll on civilians is just horrific. And honestly, I can't find any justification for it. I really can't. Regardless of where you stand, whether you support Israel or you support the Palestinians' right to self-determination, as a human being, I think it's safe to say the amount of women and children that are dying in this campaign by Israel is just unacceptable. You're the more superior country. You have all the firearms, the weapons, the missiles, and all this good stuff that you get compliments of the American people. and our hard work, tax money, you're supposed to be better than the people that you're fighting, supposedly. You should be showing us why you're the civilized ones. And just dropping bombs on buildings in a very densely populated area with images like this, I can't let the collateral damage go. I just can't. I cannot find any justification for it. You know, I just can't. I cannot stand by this at all. You know, I'm not here to bash Israel or put, you know, their right to existence even into debate. But what is happening here is wrong. As someone that lost his family in war, as someone that has not only spoke about this situation, I've spoke out against Ukraine. I spoke out against Iran. I spoke out against, not Iran, I'm sorry, Iraq. I spoke out against what was happening to the Yemeni people, to the Tigrayans, places that most people don't even pay attention to anymore. The Rohingya in Burma when they were being exterminated. 2 million people in China thrown into a camp, the Uyghurs. I have been vocal about this type of injustice, collateral damage of civilians my whole entire life. The first protest I ever went to was for the Bosnian War, where again the world stood by and watched millions of people getting killed, bombed, blown up, 8,000 civilians in a United Nations safe zone, pull it up on YouTube, you can see it, massacred over the next week under the watch of the world's eye. Clearly, the UN has never done anything productive, but only maybe when they have interest or they need something for their group and their coalition. Now, I just really wish that we could get a ceasefire instead of fueling the fan of war. And with the recent development of Yemen, this thing is set to spread throughout the entire Middle East. It really is. And I was saying this last week. And of course, ultimately, what does that mean? We're already in a proxy war as Americans. We're arming the Israelis. We're sending hundreds of billions of dollars. Yet another fucking war. Another fucking war that does not benefit the American people. But maybe if something happened to us, you know, a terrorist attack, maybe it would sway the American opinion. I mean, God forbid something happened on our soil. We've never been more exposed at the southern border. Over 8 million illegal aliens, undocumented from all stretches of the earth, have been crossing over that border for years. And everyone was aware of what was going on. Both sides of the aisle, the president, everyone knew that this was exposed, that we've been wide open, and we haven't done a damn thing about it. So if something, God forbid, happens in this country in the next couple of days, weeks, or months, I don't want to hear, well, they came through the border. That's on you. That's your fault. And that still doesn't give you a right to drag us and the rest of the Americans into wars that have nothing to do with us. Nothing. It's your fault for leaving that border wide open. For telling Border Patrol to basically not do their job, for making fun of a wall, which, by the way, we seem to have donated a lot of money towards these walls overseas with all this high technology and nothing happened. Israel says it thwarted missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels. The Israeli military said on Tuesday that it has intercepted a surface-to-surface long-range ballistic missile and two cruise missiles that were fired by Houthi rebels in Yemen. Now, for those of you that are geologically a little out of the know, I'm just going to pull up a map here of Yemen and kind of show you, you know, what we're talking about. This country doesn't even border Israel. Okay? You literally have all of Saudi Arabia and Jordan in the way of Yemen and Israel, yet they're firing rockets from Yemen towards Israel, clearly probably violating Saudi Arabia's space, airspace. Saudi Arabia was basically besieging the entire country, and, you know, next thing you know, they pull Saudi Arabia in, and look at how much of the Middle East gets pulled into this war. Iraq is barely stable. Libya, I mean, this whole entire region has just been on fire for the last 25 years. And I really fear for the world. I fear for America. I fear for my 17-year-old son who they might have to draft into a war that we really should just stay out of. We've done enough. Nothing we've gotten involved in has helped or benefited the American people. Nothing. Not even gas prices. At least if you gave us a dollar gas, we could say, at least shit. Hey, at least gas is a dollar for all the carnage, the destruction, the blood that's been spilled, the innocents' lives lost, collateral damage, which is not just collateral damage. Not to God. Oh, I'm sorry, God, there was terrorists there and we just took out the whole fucking building. What kind of a God do you people believe in? I don't care if you're Christian, Muslim, or Jewish. Collateral damage is never okay. Does it happen here and there? Yes, but to bombard a region that's mostly civilian, 8,000 in the last 2 weeks, 30, 40% of them children, is unjustifiable, especially when you're the more superior country. You're supposed to be the more civilized. You're the democracy of the Middle East. You're the good guys. But I have to look in the mirror as an American because we did the same shit all over the Middle East. And I don't say me because I didn't agree with it. And many Americans don't agree with what's happened over the last 20 to 30 years in our country. We're sick of the war. We're sick of having blood on our hands that we're not asking for. We're tired of it. Go talk to most veterans and see how they feel. Because when I talk to them, they say, I don't know why the fuck we ever went there in the first place. So why did we go there? Why did we invade Afghanistan to take out the Taliban, yet the Taliban is still in power after trillions of dollars were spent, and we left them more armed with our weapons than they had before, even though we armed them to fight the Russians? I mean, it's a fucking joke already. It's like, wake up already. You people are so stuck on liberal and conservative and Republican and Democrat, and the whole fucking ship is sinking with all of us on it. Because they got us at each other's throats while these fucking criminals are starting wars all over the world in our name. Hasn't the world seen enough carnage? Maybe we should mind our own fucking business and stay on this big island of ours, because we have thousands of miles of water on both sides, where really if we just mind our own business, we'd probably be doing a lot better as Americans if these fucking politicians could keep us out of these fucking wars. Now, if America was attacked by a foreign nation, I'd be the first one to enlist. But people act like intelligence communities don't exist, that you can't set up your enemy to look bad in the eyes of the media or do a false flag or none of this stuff exists, or evil people don't exist because someone's a politician or a senator or a president of a country. That evil men don't try to rise as they have since the inception of time. You're living in a la-la world. NPR today reporting, Ray warns of increased terrorist threats, says U.S. is in a dangerous period. Do you think when we have images of millions of people coming over our border, rushing the borders, coming over the rivers, coming from the north in Canada, coming through Mexico, none of them documented, nationals from all over the world. In New York City, I saw them as far as Africa, camping in the shadow of Grand Central Station. They're already in our cities. Of course, there's going to be sleeper cells, probably. What a great time to infiltrate. They had years to get into this country, years to get familiar with the landscape, years to plot and plan, and then something happens, now a world war is justified. We had something happen in American soil, now a world war is justified. No, it's not justified. You left the border open. You left us exposed. Probably on purpose is what you did. So then when something happens, now you have justification to send another $1 trillion into war, send our men and women back into harm's way for a war that we don't win anyway. We haven't won a war since World War II. America has not won a war since World War II. I wish the American politicians would care more about America's security and securing its border than worrying about fighting for countries overseas that have their own fucking problems. And they have their own militaries. And they got billions of dollars from America. Israel has billions of dollars every year, 30-something billion dollars they get from us. I got friends living in Detroit. They don't have clean drinking water. In Flint, Michigan, Eric Patrick Thomas, he's paralyzed from the neck down. He has to buy water to take a bath. Potholes that blow out our tires. Crumbling infrastructure. Airports that look like they're from the 60s. Because that's when they're from. And we can spend billions of dollars on the culture of destruction and nothing for reconstruction. All the politicians allowed our secrets, our military, our corporations to bleed this country dry and send everything overseas because in a globalist world, America doesn't matter. America's in the way now. America's in the way of a global agenda, in my opinion, to create one world order. That's what's going on. This ain't even about Israel and Palestine. They're just two pawns being used to create destruction, to drag the world into war. And nobody wins in war. Nobody wins in war. You're going to face God one day. You're going to have to answer for what you did. I don't care. You can't tell God, well, the president told me to kill women and children. The general told me to push a button. I didn't know. I was just doing my job. Yeah, do your job. Here's a fucking gate to hell, motherfucker. You have a responsibility as a human being to stand for what's right and wrong. And what's going on right now is just disgusting all around. So this asshole, the director, Christopher Wray, says, yeah, we're in trouble. I don't need to be in the FBI to tell you that. I don't need a law degree. I don't need to be a genius. Our border has been wide open for years. Years. What a great opportunity for someone that would want to commit terrorism in American soil. And then what a great excuse after that to expand the war. We got hit, right? I pray to God nothing happens to this country. I pray to you, oh God, please do not allow anything to happen on this soil because they will use it as justification to launch an all-out fucking war. And as someone that was in the World Trade Center, for the first time again, I'm having anxiety again. I'm scared to go in the Lincoln Tunnel. I'm scared to go in the Holland Tunnel. I'm scared to be in the city. I'm watching my surroundings, and you too, you better, if you're watching this, you better be alert because something probably is coming to the American soil. And I don't blame the people that do it. I blame the people that let it happen, like this asshole right here, like our president, like our congressmen and our senators who left our border open. Did you do it on purpose, guys? Huh? Did you not know that we needed to secure our country, that 8 million people, 8 million, we absorbed in such a short time period? Assholes like Mayor Eric Adams who said, well, we can't take any more. You were welcoming them with open arms a few months ago for a photo op to look like you're a good guy, and now you say it's probably going to destroy New York City. That was an exact quote. It's going to destroy New York's fabric. How many times are you going to be lied to? How many times are you going to be spoken to in doublespeak? It insults our intelligence. If you're going to fuck us, just say, we're fucking you and that's it. I could respect that more than these little speeches and then you fuck us anyway. Just get to the point. The American people are your whore. You guys use and abuse us however you want. And you start wars all over the fucking world and our country's crumbling. I'm tired of it. I'm sad. I miss the greatness I saw as a child. I miss seeing Made in America on things when I bought them. But old Billy Boy, Bill Clinton, who I used to think was a good guy, allowed China into the World Trade Organization, didn't protect the American business. They've sold us out. Both sides. There is no good side for the American people. One side started endless wars, because as much as you could be mad at Biden for the withdrawal of Afghanistan, who started the fucking war? The Republicans. The Republicans started it. There is no good side. People say, where are you, Beck? I say, I'm someone that likes to think, that looks at each issue and doesn't just stroke it with a brush. How does this affect my country? How does this affect my people? None of the decisions they make ever starts with, how does this affect the American people? They can say it on the microphone. They'll lie and sell it to you. But how much better has your lives gotten over the last 20 years? Because I see it declining for all of us. How much is rent? How much is a house? How much is food? How much is power? How much is fuel? How much tax? Tax, 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 tax. Income tax, state income tax. Tax on the fucking shit you buy that you already taxed for the money that you made. Tax when you fucking die. Tolls. Surcharges. I'm fucking tired of it. And I know you are too. Sick of it. The whole system needs to be reformed. And on top of that, all these taxes and nothing good comes out of it. Nothing for me, you, and our children. Nothing productive for the American people. And on top of that, there's no end in sight. My property taxes went from $12,000 to $16,000 in a single year. That means the building that I own, one rent a month, I only got four units, one goes to the government. And what do they do with my money? Blow fucking people up on the other side of the world. That's what they do with it. At least if they can go give my friend in Flint, Michigan some clean water, I'd give the money happily. At least if it was used for something that was better. And we're sitting here debating if a boy's a boy and a girl's a girl. That's what we're distracted with. We're more worried about the guy that died on Friends and no, I mean, my condolences seem like a nice guy. Who gives a fuck? There's bigger problems right now. Reuters was reporting in May, border crossing top 10,000 daily as migrants seek U.S. entry before Title 42 ends. Okay? They've been coming in for a long time. How much money do we give Israel? Following the attack by Hamas on October 7th, Joe Biden sent an extra military support to Israel, the largest recipient of U.S. foreign aid. So Israel gets more aid from us than all the other countries that we give aid to put together every year, not just once, every single year. Billions and billions of dollars. Now, I'm not picking on Israel because it could be Albania, it could be China, it could be whoever. How can we afford to keep giving this money when we're borrowing money to keep our government open? Imagine a government of the most powerful country at one point, because we're not anymore, the most productive country in the world, and we have to borrow money just to stay open. It's like if you have a credit card limit for 1,000, you run out of the 1,000, you ask for another 1,000. And that's what's been going on for the last 24 years. We're in $33-something trillion dollars in debt. Some financial experts suggest that we probably can never even pay this money back. But it's okay, because we just sent another security package of another $105 billion. $105 billion. And it's just crazy. It's like no checks and balances, no responsibility to the American people. Doesn't matter how we're doing. It doesn't matter what we need, as long as we can fund the war machine. And again, it could replace Israel and Palestine with Ukraine and Russia. Same shit. Same shit. We need to get home, get our military home. We need to stop fucking around with the rest of the world. We need to worry about our country. We need to hold these politicians accountable, because I've had enough. I've had enough. And I know you have too. Despite trillions spent, the U.S. military hasn't won a real war since 1945. CommonDreams.org. The U.S. emerged from its victory in World War II as the world's preeminent superpower. Its annual military budget, about three-quarters of $1 trillion a year, exceeds the aggregate of the next 10 countries in the world. Yet despite America's apparent global military supremacy, of the approximately dozen wars the U.S. has fought since 1945, the U.S. has lost every real war it has fought. And if you need a reminder of that, here are some images of us withdrawing from Afghanistan. Okay, withdrawing like losers, And I had family that served over there, and I had family that served in Iraq at the Battle of Fallujah. Shout out to my cousin in Texas, Brian, Marine. Lost a lot of his buddies in that battle. So that we can leave there with our tails tucked between our legs and leave the enemies that supposedly we were fighting with more equipment and hardware than they ever could have fucking dreamed of. Your tax dollars, that 30, 40% coming out of your paycheck for this fucking nonsense. But it's okay. It's all right. Because the guys in D.C. say it's good and we got to do this and we just got to support every country blindly. I bet you. I bet you if they voted whether we support war or not, I bet you if the American people voted on these issues, there would be no more war. The American people are tired of war. We're sick of it. Violence only begets more violence. If someone blew up my family with fucking rockets, I would live the rest of my life trying to get revenge. So all that's being created right now over there is more and more violence for the future, more and more hatred. Instead of the world powers coming together and saying enough is enough, this is wrong here, this is wrong here, and mediating a solution that's fair, that I guarantee you a fucking kindergartner could come up with a better solution for Israel and Palestine than all the politicians that are supposedly so smart could. When is it going to be enough? What more has to happen? How much more money do we have to spend? How much more chaos do we have to be a part of? Well, I say not in my name. I will not support these wars. And if my son's drafted, he'll go to fucking jail. I don't care. We're not going to go and fucking blow people up just because some assholes in a suit tell us to. I love this nation. I'm willing to give my life for this country when it's justified. I think we're in trouble. If I had to predict the odds of something happening on American soil, I would say 90%. Very soon. And then they'll have all the justification they need to do whatever the fuck they're going to do and implement whatever kind of rules they want and whatever laws they want. While me and you get fucked as Americans. The last thing I want to talk about today, and this is a short episode because it is Halloween, even though I don't celebrate that holiday, I am going to go and hang out at my house and look at all the cute kids walking by and pray that they have a future in this country and a future in this world. And while they are having fun today, there's children all over the world being blown up and killed, and not just in Israel and Gaza. We live in a sick world, in a very sick time. And the more you look at it, it's like you don't see any hope. You don't see any hope because people like me and you need to stick together. And I don't care if you have the same religion as me, you're not the same skin color as me. The cliche saying, if I cut myself open, we both bleed the same blood, man. We're humans. We all have a right to live and let live. We all have a right to decency and self-respect. And violence only begets more violence. Violence only creates another generation of those that will stand against it or fight against it with everything they have. There is no winner over there. Even if you get the land, you're not a winner. If that's how you had to get it. The last point I want to make today is in regards to these mass shootings. Now, I'm from the generation that remembers Columbine because that was like the first one that really like hit home, for me at least. And I was in high school during that time, and it was horrific, and it's been happening ever since. But it seems to happen more here than anywhere else in the world. And people want to blame guns, and I'm not here to get into the debate. I am a strong Second Amendment supporter because I come from a place where they did not have the right to defend themselves. They were murdered by their own government. I lost 30 people in my family. They had nothing to defend themselves with. And I will never take that right away from any human being to defend themselves or their families. Regardless of that debate, the problem is deeper because these people are so sick. These people are suicidal. They're intent on hurting people, that even if they didn't have guns, you saw what they did in the UK. One guy stole a truck and drove a fucking 18-wheeler into a crowd. I don't know if you remember that. It's called a terrorist attack. When someone wants to do something evil, they're going to figure out creative ways to do it. You don't need a gun to do it. In Columbine, they actually created like pipe bombs or whatever the fuck. So at the end of the day, when these people make up their mind, they're going to find a way. So we got to get at the core of the problem. I'll tell you what the fucking problem is, in my opinion. Again, it's all in my opinion. Executing my American God-given right of the First Amendment. Reported by Berkeley University, America's epidemic of antidepressants. Although the end of the COVID pandemic in the U.S. appears to be in sight, mental health consequences of the pandemic, as well as rising rates of antidepressant use in the past decade, reveal another public health crisis. Antidepressant use has skyrocketed since 1999, leading it to become one of the most popular types of pharmaceutical drugs in the U.S., with approximately 1 in 6 Americans on antidepressants, including more than a quarter of those long-term users. High rates of antidepressant use among population don't always necessarily reveal a depressing reality, blah, blah, blah. In any event, 1 in 6 of us is on these pills because we're broken as a society. We're broken spiritually, mentally, and physically. I don't hear enough discussion of what might be helping or making these situations happen. I want you to research on your own. You should always question where you get information from. You should always question someone's bias. You should always question where your information comes from. Who owns the corporation? Who owns the company? Who owns the news agency? It would be fair to say if a news agency was owned by a Jewish American or a Jewish whatever, they would be more inclined to having sympathy towards Israel in this time. And if someone Arab owns Al Jazeera, they're going to lean more towards the Palestinians. That's called bias. So where does the information we get, Americans? Who owns these companies? That's what you should be asking yourself. And then you can say, well, I'm watching this news. I know that the person that owns this is a conservative. They're going to lean more towards this. I know they're a liberal. So like people don't even question where they get the information from. They just consume it and assume that there's no bias in it. There's always bias in it. During the Kosovo War, my family was classified as terrorists by the U.S. And then they changed their song about a year later and said, no, they're just people defending their homes and family. Let's help them. Let's support them. And they stopped the war. So it's just interesting, man, to see this going on in the world. What I want you to do, those of you that listen, follow, watch, is go and investigate what are the side effects of antidepressants. And I'm here on WebMD, and I'll show you two that are alarming to me. When I know 1 in 6 Americans, that's out of 400 million people, that's, you know, a big number, right? 24 million. Everyone reacts to medicines differently, but some side effects are typical. And in antidepressants, we see anxiety, dizziness, dry mouth, headache. Lesser known side effects: restlessness, fatigue, crankiness. Right? And then if we go down, some side effects are serious. If you have any of these symptoms, tell your doctor right away. Thoughts about or attempts at suicide. More feelings of depression and anxiety. Feeling very agitated or restless. Panic attacks. Trouble sleeping. Aggression or violence. Hallucinations. Now imagine you get all of them at the same time. You're hallucinating. You're suicidal. And you lose your fucking mind when you're taking these pills. And you already maybe have some issues, but the pill makes it worse, not better. And the next thing you know, you have a fucking mass shooter. The American people need to demand toxicology reports on every mass shooter. If it is found that they all have antidepressants in their systems, then we know that some of them may be having adverse reactions to the pills that they are taking, which is making them suicidal, homicidal, fucking maniacs, when it lists it right here for everyone to see, everyone to read. Oh, and there's another one. Acting out dangerous impulses. Acting out dangerous impulses. It's kind of like when someone pisses you off and you just want to fucking smash their face, but you don't do it because you know it's wrong, even though everything in you is like, I just want to break this guy's jaw, man. I just want to smash his fucking face for cutting me off on the highway. I just want to smash this guy's fucking jaw for not holding the door open for me when I was going into the supermarket. I just want to smash this guy's fucking head for not lifting up the toilet seat before a woman went to use the bathroom. I mean, you know, these stupid thoughts you get that are pretty crazy sometimes. Well, it says here, some of the side effects of these pills might be you actually act on that impulse because there's nothing prohibited you anymore. The pill allows you to, like, act it out in your mind, like, fuck, I'm going to do it. Oh, I feel like driving a truck into 50 people. You know, acting out dangerous impulses, other unusual changes in behavior and mood. I mean, is it safe to say if 1 in 6 Americans is on this type of drug and they're unstable that it could possibly create mass shooters? We want blood tests. You want to come and take away the Second Amendment? You want to take away the right of every person in this country to defend themselves and their families? Because by the time the police gets to your house, it's usually too late. Like that shooting that happened in Texas where the guy went in with a shotgun. I think it was Christie, Texas, in the church. And if that one congregation member didn't have a gun on him, God knows how many people would have died in that church. You know, like too late for the police to get there. Or if a tyrant should rise who says there's no more elections, the U.S. Constitution is suspended. That was the reason they gave us that right. I'm not here to debate this. But if you think guns is the problem, that's just a small piece. This is a bigger issue, my friends. This should be investigated. The American people have a right to know. You have a right to know. I pray for peace. I can't stand seeing what I'm seeing happening unfold in the Middle East. Enough women and children have died. Period. The world needs to step in and end this conflict. Not finance it, not fund it, not send more weapons over there when we're already giving them $30 billion worth of fucking weapons anyway. We don't need another war. And this one can get really out of control. I am praying for peace. I'm sick and tired as an American of what's going on in the world and everything that's happening. And I know you are too. Sorry for the rant, but it was just one of those days. This is Beck Lover. I'll see you next time on the Beck Lover Podcast, where you might learn a thing or two about life. Beck Lover. Beck Lover.